Avabasa Yerushalmi, corresponding to Barabasa Bavli, Daf Kuf Chof Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, at the first Mishnah on the page. Echad ha-ben ve-echad ha-bas, b'nachala, ela sh'ha-ben noto p'nishnayim b'nechse ha-av, v'einin noto p'nishnayim b'nechse ha-eim, v'abonois nizoynis b'nechse ha-av, v'einin nizoynis b'nechse ha-eim. Both the son and the daughter receive an inheritance. The son can receive a double portion if he's the firstborn of his father's estate, but not of his mother's estate, and the daughters are sustained from their father's estate, but not from their mother's estate. And the Gemara now says, Ksiv, b'chala she'ayim saloi v'goyme, ketzad, ein yoresh b'roi k'b'muchzuk. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and give him a double portion in all that he owns. And how is this? The firstborn does not receive a double portion of property that was not yet in his father's possession at the time of death, even if it would eventually have come to his father's possession, he would usually have inherited it. Here he can't, because when the father died, the father had not yet received it. Kate said, how would this be? Meis aviv b'chai avi aviv, noto p'nishnayim b'nichse aviv, vein noto p'nishnayim b'nichse avi aviv. V'maya aviv b'chor, k'shem sh'noto m'nichse avicha, kach noto m'nichse avi aviv. How is this? If his father died within the life of his grandfather, the grandson only receives a double portion of his father's estate, but not of his grandfather's estate. But if his father was a firstborn, he receives from his grandfather in the same way as his father.